Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
What is better, UV clothing or sunscreen? By Dr. Rakesh Nawaz. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. The simple answer is both. Dr. Rakesh Nawaz, a dermatologist, goes into detail explaining the protective factors of each. Protecting yourself from sun exposure is crucial for reducing the risk of skin cancers and minimizing photoaging. To help lessen the effects of ultraviolet, UV rays, infrared light, and visible light, various recommendations are provided. UVB rays makes up only 5% of the UV rays from the sun, but is very high energy, are linked to the development of squamous cell sarcoma and basal cell sarcoma. UVA rays, about 95% of UV rays from the sun, penetrate deeper into the skin, potentially leading to early signs of aging and worsening conditions sensitive to sunlight, such as pigmentation issues. The connection between UVA and skin cancer is still under investigation. The role of UV rays in melanoma remains unclear. Additionally, visible light and infrared radiation have been found to produce a range of biological effects, including erythema, skin redness, pigmentation changes, thermal injury, and the generation of free radicals. Visible light can also cause indirect DNA damage through the production of reactive oxygen species. Sunscreen is an essential tool for safeguarding the skin against harmful ultraviolet, UV, radiation. It contains active ingredients that either absorb or reflect UV rays, providing protection from both UVA and UVB radiation. Some of the newer formulations also protect against visible light and infrared radiation, which can be beneficial for certain skin conditions. When selecting a sunscreen, the sun protection factor rating, SPF, is crucial. SPF measures the level of protection against UVB rays. Generally, the higher the SPF, the better the protection. For example, SPF 15 blocks about 93% of UV rays, while SPF 30 blocks approximately 97%. However, these figures are based on laboratory tests, and real-world effectiveness may be lower. Therefore, it's advisable to choose a sunscreen with the highest SPF available, ensuring it's broad spectrum and, if possible, offers protection against visible and infrared rays as well. Sunscreen should be applied at least 30 minutes before sun exposure for optimal effectiveness. To achieve maximum protection, a minimum of 2 mg per centimeter squared of skin surface should be covered. For instance, roughly 6 teaspoons or a 30-gram tube of sunscreen is sufficient to cover the entire body. However, considering cost and practicality, it's advisable to apply a generous layer on the face and other areas exposed to the sun. Applying a second layer can enhance coverage. If sunscreen is not applied correctly, the SPF indicated on the label can significantly decrease. For example, applying SPF 30 too thinly may only provide the protection equivalent to SPF 10. Under normal conditions, most sunscreens remain effective for at least 6 hours. However, if sweating or exposed to intense sunlight, reapplication every 2 to 3 hours is recommended. Foams and sprays are particularly convenient for use on hairy areas. UV clothing, designed specifically to protect against harmful ultraviolet, UV radiation, has gained popularity as a practical solution for sun safety. These garments are crafted from a special fabric that offer a high ultraviolet protection factor rating, UPF, compared to regular clothing. While typical clothes may block some UV rays, UPF-rated garments are engineered to shield the skin more effectively, reducing the risk of sunburn and long-term skin damage. The science behind UV clothing lies in the fabric's composition, weave, and dye. Tightly woven materials, or those made with synthetic fibers like polyester or nylon, tend to provide better protection. Additionally, some manufacturers incorporate chemical treatments to enhance UV resistance. The UPF rating indicates how much UV radiation can penetrate the fabric. For example, a garment with a UPF of 50 allows only 1/50th of the sun's UV rays to reach the skin, offering substantial protection. Wearing UV clothing is particularly beneficial during outdoor activities, such as hiking, swimming, or beach outings, where prolonged sun exposure is likely. Unlike sunscreen, which needs to be reapplied every few hours, UV clothing provides continuous protection if it is worn correctly. Furthermore, it eliminates the hassle of remembering to apply and reapply sunscreen, making it an attractive option for families and individuals alike. In addition to practical benefits, UV clothing is available in a variety of styles, colors, and fits, catering to different preferences. Many brands now produce fashionable options, ensuring that sun protection doesn't compromise personal style. Overall, incorporating UV clothing into your sun protection strategy is a smart choice for maintaining skin health while enjoying the outdoors. The best of both. Combining sunscreen with the other protective measures, like wearing UV-blocking clothing, hats, and seeking shade, creates a comprehensive sun safety strategy. Also, doing outdoor activities before 10 a.m. or after 3 p.m., the sun's rays are most intense between these times, is advisable. Ultimately, incorporating both into your daily routine is a vital step in preserving skin health and enjoying outdoor activities safely.